I've got my knee on the bathroom floor and my shoulder leaned into the tub, and I can already feel that old bead of caulk giving up under my thumb. It's brittle, kind of chalky, and it flakes instead of stretching. That tells me a lot right away. It tells me this seal failed a long time ago, even if the water stains haven't shown up yet. You might be thinking this is just about making things look clean again, but what you're really doing here is stopping water from going where it has no business going. I've seen what happens when people ignore this job. Soft drywall, swollen cabinets, mold. You don't smell until it's too late. The good news is, this is one of those jobs where patience matters more than strength or fancy tools. If you can slow down, feel what's happening under your hands, and understand why the seal exists in the first place, you can do this cleanly. I'll stay right here with you while we work through it, and by the time you're done, you'll know exactly what sealed right feels like. Resealing a bathtub or sink sounds simple, and mechanically it is. But the reason people mess it up isn't because they can't squeeze a tube or run a bead. It's because they misunderstand what the seal is actually doing. That thin line of caulk is not decoration. It's a flexible barrier designed to move. Your tub shifts when you step into it. Your sink flexes slightly when weight leans on the counter. Temperature changes cause expansion and contraction. The seal exists to absorb that movement while still keeping water out. Most failures happen because someone treats caulk like glue or paint. They think thicker is better, or that once it's on the wall, the job is done. I've made that mistake myself early on. I once ran a beautiful smooth bead along a tub, stepped back proud of it, and 6 months later got a call about water damage below. The caulk looked perfect. The problem was underneath. I had sealed over moisture and old residue, and the bond never truly formed. The task here isn't applying caulk. The real task is creating a clean, dry, flexible joint between two surfaces that don't behave the same way. The tub is usually fiberglass or porcelain-coated steel. The wall might be tile, acrylic, or solid surface. Those materials expand at different rates. If you don't respect that, the seal will crack, peel, or separate, even if it looks good on day one. People also get this wrong because they rush the mental part. They don't stop to think about where the water goes when someone showers. Water doesn't just run straight down. It splashes, it pools, it sits along that joint. Any gap, even a hairline one, becomes a path. Water is patient. It will find it. Success here looks boring. That's how you know you did it right. The seal blends in, flexes when pressed, and doesn't pull away when the tub is loaded with weight. If you press gently with your finger after it's cured, it should feel rubbery, not hard. If it feels like plastic, something went wrong. Before touching a tool, I always picture the joint as a living thing. It needs room to move, clean surfaces to grab, and time to settle. If you approach it with that mindset, every decision afterward makes sense. You don't overfill the joint. You don't rush drying time. You don't skip prep because prep is the job. The caulk is just the final expression of everything you did before it. Before anything gets cut open or scraped away, I want you to slow down and feel your workspace. Bathrooms are tight. You're usually bent, twisted, or kneeling, and that affects how steady your hands are. I always set myself up so I'm comfortable first, because shaky balance leads to rushed movements. You'll need a few basic tools, but what matters more than owning them is understanding why they're there. A caulk gun isn't just a holder. It controls pressure. Cheaper guns tend to surge, which makes your bead uneven. You don't need the most expensive one, but you want one that moves smoothly when you squeeze and stops when you release. You'll also need something to remove the old seal. I like a sharp utility knife paired with a plastic scraper. The knife does the cutting, the scraper does the lifting. Metal scrapers can scratch tubs and sinks, and those scratches become future failure points. I learned that the hard way on a fiberglass tub years ago. One careless scrape, and every bead after that wanted to pull away at the scratch. Cleaning supplies matter more than people think. You're not just cleaning for looks. You're removing soap residue, body oils, and mildew that prevent adhesion. I usually use a mild cleaner first, then finish with rubbing alcohol. When you wipe the joint with alcohol and your cloth comes away clean and dry, that's what ready feels like. You'll want paper towels or clean rags within arm's reach. Once you start applying caulk, you don't want to be reaching across the room. Body position matters here. I usually work from one end of the tub to the other in a single direction without stopping. That means I position myself so I can slide or shift smoothly without standing up. Take a moment to dry everything thoroughly. Even if it looks dry, give it time. Moisture trapped behind caulk is invisible, but you'll feel it later when the seal fails. I often run my finger lightly along the joint. If it feels cool, there's still moisture present. Dry surfaces feel neutral, almost room temperature. Being ready isn't about having everything perfect. It's about feeling calm. When your tools are laid out, your body is supported, and your surfaces are clean and dry, there's a quiet confidence that settles in. That's how you know you're not rushing. That's the state you want to be in before you open the tube. When I cut the tip of the caulk tube, I don't cut it big. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes. A small opening gives you control. You can always add more, but you can't take it back once it's smeared everywhere. I angle the cut to match the joint because that angle helps guide the bead where it needs to go. As I start the bead, I don't focus on speed. I focus on pressure. You want steady, even pressure on the trigger and a consistent movement of your hand. If you hear the caulk gun clicking unevenly, that's a sign you're squeezing too hard or too fast. When it's right, there's a soft, continuous sound, almost like tearing paper slowly. I keep the tip just ahead of the bead, not dragging through it. You're laying material into the joint, not painting over it. If you push too hard against the surface, you'll smear instead of fill. You can feel resistance when the joint is filling correctly. It's subtle, but it's there. Once the bead is down, this is where judgment matters. Tooling the caulk with your finger or a smoothing tool isn't about making it pretty. It's about pressing the caulk into the joint so it bonds with both surfaces. I lightly wet my finger and run it along the bead in one smooth pass. If I have to go back over a spot, I stop and reassess, because overworking it pulls material out of the joint. You'll know it's right when the surface looks smooth but slightly concave, not bulging. Bulging means too much material, and that material has nowhere to move when the tub shifts. Flat or slightly dipped is what you want. Mistakes happen. If you mess up a section, it's better to remove it immediately and redo it than to try to fix it in place. Fresh caulk comes off easily. Half-cured caulk is a nightmare. I've wasted more time trying to save bad work than it would have taken to redo it cleanly. After you're done, the hardest part is walking away. Curing time matters. The seal needs time to set without movement or water. This is where patience protects your work. When you come back later and press gently on the bead and it flexes without pulling away, that's the payoff. I want you to remember this feeling. Calm hands, steady pressure, trusting your senses. This is the difference between doing a job and understanding it. You didn't just reseal a tub or sink, you learned how to think like someone who respects materials and movement. And you did it yourself.